Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
What's the scenario that has you coming in tomorrow going, drafting a set? I don't care if you lose an Ayton.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
With the 16th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Yang Hansen from Zibo, China, and the Qingdao Eagles.
So remember, this pick is on its way to Portland. Yang Hansen, who led the Chinese Basketball Association in blocks and ranked in the top 10 in field goal percentage.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody out there.
What is happening?
The last time you felt this shocked as a sports fan was...
When Dallas traded Luka Doncic, probably.
Yeah, but you're not a Mavs fan.
But I'm not a Mavs fan, that's
true.
And
you hate the Lakers. Maybe the halftime of the Rose Bowl...
Yeah, 34-0 was pretty...
It's a different shock, I think.
That was a different level of like, oh my God, is this really happening right now? Dude, I had the wildest dream last night. Wildest dream.
Oh, buddy.
Craziest dream last night.
I'm going to say something to you. I'm glad we're not wearing the same shirt. I almost wore a Pelican shirt this morning, yeah. And I'm like, he's going to wear that shirt.
He might wear that shirt.
I always get worried what you're wearing.
Yeah, you don't want to double up.
I want to have a dream off with you.
You want a dream off?
I have basically been awake since 2:15 this morning.
Oh, that's a good feeling. You having nightmares over what happened yesterday?
I didn't have a nightmare. I had what I would classify a very odd, weird dream.
I had a dream that the NBA team that I love traded back in the first round and had everybody available that we wanted them to have available for their first pick and took the next Hassan Jin with the 16th overall pick. That was my dream last night.
Yang
Hansen. Oh, my apologies. Yang Hansen.
Yang Hansen.
Hansen.
Let's just clarify some stuff before we get
going. Are we going to play Hansen when he scores? Are we going to go
mop,
mop, mop, mop, mop, mop, mop, mop?
Can you find a Chinese version of mbop?
Yes, that's what we need.
I need to hear
a Chinese cover of mbop.
I understand that it's Hansen. Everybody and their mom, including the people who cover that event, everybody's either calling him Hansen Yang or Yang Hansen.
Yeah, I've seen the name back like each way multiple times.
We have an Ichiro here.
We
do. His first or his last name?
Is he going to just go by Yang? Is he just going to go by Hansen? I'm confused.
Can we also just set some table stuff? Yang is way better than Yang. Is it not?
I kind of lean into Yang. Yang Hansen is a little bit cooler to me.
Yang Hansen?
Yang Hansen.
He's young. He just turned 20 today.
Have you seen that he has a clothing brand?
I missed that one.
He's got a clothing brand.
What's it called?
Well, Bob, it is called, he has his own clothing brand. It's called Handsome and Young.
You playing a joke on me?
I'm not playing a joke on
you.
That's
great. I need to buy a t-shirt.
He's got his own. Yeah, no, I actually didn't have a weird dream. I was joking that was a nightmare of a night last night. So now I'm curious what your dream was.
So last night I'm watching a bunch of stuff. Listeners are great. People on social media, like, I'm going to say this. People are going to be upset and depressed and joke. I'm in it for the jokes. I had somebody was like, you really are excited about this? Because I was putting out some funny stuff. Yeah. No, dude.
No.
I'm stunned. I'm on my couch. I'm still, it's 6:04 a.m. the next day, and I don't know what to think. And we'll get to all of it. So last night, I'm up. It's 10:15. I'm like, I got to go to bed, dude. I'm staying up too late last 2 days. Yeah. So I go to bed. I put my dog in the cage right next to my bed. I go to sleep. In my dream is me, my youngest, and my wife. And we are on a street. It's not my street, but we're on a street, and there's a house I've never seen before.
Mm.
We walk to the front door, and we like go through the front door. We didn't open it. We just kind of walked through it. It was weird. And when we got in the house, my youngest kept going, "Well, what's that noise? What's that noise?" And I look at my wife, and we're confused, and now I'm in a house, and I don't know, and I hear a weird noise.
It's young Anson in
we
the corner.
We go to the door, and I'm not kidding, I hear this. And we look over, and young Anson is in a dog cage. And all of a sudden, I hear scratching, and I'm woken up. It is my actual dog who needed to take a piss at 2 o'clock in the morning. Young Hansen's
face. Young Hansen is haunting your dreams.
Was on my dog's body.
Yeah, it happens.
Making panting noises.
Maybe this is a good sign. Maybe he's got that dog in him. Maybe we discovered this in your dream last night, that young Hansen has that dog in him.
I'm in my front yard at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it's
not
a good
my
feeling.
Ring cam.
Yeah.
And I remember just thinking.
Not a good feeling.
This job's killing me.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming about Asian basketball players I've never watched before.
This is not good. But a draft like that will do it to you. You're going to have some weird dreams after that. Everybody was all geared up, ready to go. Who are they going to take? And I think the universal reaction for everybody was, who?
Andy, I don't even know where to begin.
Can I be honest with you? Be honest with you. And I don't care. I'll be the one in the trust tree, and you guys can either, you know, admit that you felt the same way or had the same reaction.
I just told you I had an Asian man in a dog cage in my dream. I don't think
that
I think we're already in
Is
the trust
gimp?
Tree.
I'm a little worried here. Was there a ball gag
no,
in his
he
mouth?
He really had to go to the bathroom.
Never heard of him before.
Oh, a hand up.
Never heard of him.
Maybe
never heard
I
the
saw
name.
It on a mock.
Maybe.
Didn't even think about it.
But I never scrolled pass to the right, second round through. On the mock because we didn't have a second round pick.
Touché.
Every mock that I read, I'm like, after pick 30, I'm like, all right, that's about it.
I don't blame you.
I don't think anybody in the back half of the first round is going to be relevant for us. We're probably not going to trade in here. Never heard the name in my entire life.
Nor should you have. But yet.
Until he turns into Chinese Jokic. It's my favorite thing about this stupid city. God, I love it here.
How Chinese Jokic.
How quickly a percentage of the fan base
jumped on that quote.
Last night went from, oh my God, fire Cronin, to like 4 hours later tweeting out highlight tapes of him yamming on 5'5" Chinese dudes. Like, yes, dude, just give it time. This guy's got the pieces. He's going to be the missing ingredient.
You know what he averaged in the CBA?
Like 31, 15, and 4. The Chinese basketball league.
The Chinese Jokic quote from Jake Fisher took off like a rocket ship.
It absolutely did.
As soon as I saw that, I went, oh no, Jake.
Uh-oh.
Jake.
Don't do that to us.
Now, I'll say this.
You can do that to other fan bases. Don't do that to us.
We are a special breed. We really love our own brand here. There is a human being in this city, probably, I would say, doesn't listen to sports radio, consumes podcasts I've never heard of that are very Blazer specific, probably on Reddit with like a really odd name, loves the Timbers, and will scream at you if you eat meat, and he's going to get a Young Hansen tattoo of some sort.
Yes, he will.
And it's probably going to be Young Hansen in the post and under says Chinese Jokic. That person exists in this city.
You need it in Chinese writing, though.
But
nobody
it's not
knows what it means.
Be accurate. Yeah, it's like, just, yeah, it's
what's
in
your
Chinese.
Tattoo? It's Chinese Jokic. Don't worry about it. All right, we got Chinese Jokic on the Blazers now.
Dude, that's a real person.
That's a good. That guy exists. They absolutely exist. I all night the buildup, the wait. Who are they going to take? 11th pick comes in. And you just, all right, we got to trade. Okay, not upset about it at first. You're getting more assets down the road.
Now, were you on social media during or were you watching live? Because I was watching live. Breaking news to people who weren't on social media like, yo.
Oh, people saying who's the pick's going to be kind of thing?
Yeah.
I was up because I was watching Teddy. The wife wasn't home from work, so he's running around. I'm trying to watch as closely as I possibly can, but he was getting a little fussy. And I'm like, dude, I just 3 more picks, then we'll go for a walk. We're at pick 9, 3 more picks, dude. And then pick 11 comes, and I'm like, great, they traded it. So I'm like, all right, we're going for a walk, right. And I'm watching on my phone, so I'm like scrolling, and then I'm trying, and I think I saw it on social media before the pick was announced, because I was just curious, like, are they trading this again, are they picking somebody, and that's when I saw, I think it was the Jake Fisher tweet saying that this was the pick that they were going to make, and I immediately started texting people saying, has anybody ever heard of this guy before, because I've never heard of this guy.
What
in my
was your
life.
General reaction, like, in your group chat?
Just genuine shock. Genuine shock and disbelief, and you honestly can't do anything but laugh at the end of the night. Like, it just, you just have to chuckle because it's so depressing and so sad that they did what they did. My favorite tweet of the night, I think, was somebody saying, look at the Blazers charity, man. They drafted somebody out of the crowd. How nice was that? This dude's sitting up there in like the 200 section at the Barclays Center.
It's like he got picked
and
randomly.
He picks, and then he just stands up and he starts waving. Like, what? Did we just take a guy? How about seat 4, section 201? Come on down. You're a Blazer.
Swag, I know you were at the Hops game last night. I want to get what your reaction was when you saw the news, whenever that was, of who we drafted. If I'm not mistaken, I should have looked this up for the show. It brought a memory back seeing him emerge from the crowd of the Barclays Center.
Oh.
I want to say Giannis was also in the crowd when the Bucks drafted him.
Are you telling we got Chinese Giannis?
I think
too?
We got Chinese Giannis.
Chinese Jokic Giannis?
That's what I'm telling
Is
myself.
Is that what we just landed last night?
I think
night?
That's where we're at.
Dude, I'm all in. That's all it took.
And I think I remember the Greece flag being waved right next to him. So if I'm wrong on that, we can old takes exposed it.
I'll see if I can find the video.
But what inning was it, and what was your general thought when you found out we drafted a guy none
well,
of
I
us
saw,
had heard
I
of.
Saw your texts coming through because I saw that there was a trade with the 11th pick and Cedric Coward they picked, which initially when I saw it, I was like, oh, we're going there. And then I figured out that it was part of a trade. And then Carter Bryant was still on the board. I might have to become a Spurs fan now. I don't know. But
boy, what a night for the Spurs.
What a night for the Spurs.
Dylan Harper and Carter Bryant.
Yeah.
You know that team's just going to be amazing in 2 years.
Your guy's on the board. Nobody thought he was going to be there at 11.
No.
Nobody thought Carter Bryant would fall to 11.
Yeah, the draft started getting, I mean, Ace Bailey going fifth, whatever. When Yegor went eighth, then I'm like, oh, well, things just got interesting. Here we go.
Yeah. That was the first reach of the night. That was the and one I'm everybody's like wow, that's kind of a big deal.
I would argue it was a boring draft until that point.
And then we took, you know what we did? We said, let's throw some spice on this bitch.
Now, let's be honest.
And when I saw your texts, and I'm like, what the hell is... And I'm obviously
What's a Yang Hansen? I've never
exactly.
heard of this before.
Come on, we're all saying Yang.
And then
Hansen, Yang, Yang, Hansen.
Yeah.
It's what
we were
all
saying. I was trying to find stuff, but the game's going on, and I'm just that. And so I went home, and I was still trying to find stuff. I saw then Suk had the video of him standing up in the stands, and I just saw everybody going, what in the world?
Now, did you find Giannis being drafted?
It appears as if he is standing in the crowd.
He's in the crowd.
He was in the crowd.
I remember this.
There was somebody next to him with a Greek flag,
yes.
And he walks down the stairs, and he was drafted out of the crowd.
I remember seeing his name when that draft happened, and I remember going, like, how do you say that name?
That's
so
a fun
many
name.
Letters in that name.
That's a long one, man.
What did I know? He'd become what he became.
And then I was just shaking my head the rest of the night between that and the Hops extending their losing streak to 8 games.
So my brother-in-law, I've told you guys about many a time, he's a sicko, right?
Yes.
He will...
How is he spinning this in his rationalization?
So he texts me...
I can't wait for the spin today.
He texts me and
look, guys, it's not that crazy!
My other brother-in-law, on a group chat, he goes, here we go. We drafting or trading? This was at 5:04, okay? I just said, we're trading back. That was all I said.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I did.
Trade it back.
That was like the one thing I got right. Other than that, like, what's your worst case scenario? A center. It's literally what I said yesterday.
Don't worry, we got 5 of them.
He responds in not shocking fashion at all. I'm not mad at that. I said, dude, they could draft the worst center in this draft at 11 and then send an email saying F you specifically and you'd still not be mad about it.
Yeah.
And he said, I mean, they wouldn't mean it in that email. Then they drafted Yang Hansen and he responded, what in the world are we doing?
Yeah.
Even him.
Even him.
Yep. Even him.
Even him. It appears, by the way, that YouTube has stopped working, too. So I don't know if the Chinese government they've taken control of our YouTube account. They have reached out to us and told us that these jokes will not fly.
Now, do we have a tariff fight going on to get Yang Hansen over here?
I think there's a tariff to bring him over from China, man. It's going to be expensive, dude. You can't bring this guy over for free.
Okay.
I love that Cronin even was asked last night, is the plan for him to be here next year? He's like, yeah, that's the plan. It's like, okay.
No, I think he said very confidently he will be here.
He said, that's the plan. The plan is to have him here.
Now, how many G League... Will he play more G League games than regular season games?
Part of me finds this funny. Part of me also is just incredibly depressed today. It's just... There's like a mixture of I want to laugh, But also,
that's all I can do, man.
The laughter is just to cover up the pain. The pain and the disappointment of another year where you're just... This guy better be Chinese Jokic, man. This guy, there's no middle ground here. This guy either has to be an MVP or he's going to be out of the league in 2 years and everybody gets fired.
I'm going to ask you a serious question. There's no middle ground. I think this is the question. Chinese Jokic is ridiculous. You're telling me Sam Presti and Danny Ainge didn't see Chinese Jokic? You're telling me R.C. Buford?
We outsmarted them.
And his five rings didn't see Chinese
Jokic?
They
were all getting ready to trade into the back half of the first round to draft him.
Okay. I'm not going Jokic. It's ridiculous. It is one of the dumber quotes I've ever seen in my life, okay? Maybe he will be really good, and I hope that's right. I'm asking today simply, will he be better than DeAndre Ayton?
I mean, no. Right now, I would say no. I have no intel on that. I've never seen the guy play basketball, but I would tell you the odds will speak to the fact that no, he will not be. The history of the NBA and the odds tell you that
just
will not happen.
Unbelievably wild. We got a magic hat today.
Will he be better than Donovan Clingan? The guy who you took at the same position in the top 10 last year. You remember last year when they had a top 10 pick?
Is Clingan the new
Nurkic? And they took a center?
Is Klingon the new Nurkic?
I mean, once Chinese Jokic gets going, yeah, we got to clear the way.
So we're going to have to trade our Nurkic.
We got to trade Klingon out. You can't keep him around long term.
That's tough, bro. Twin Towers. Well, five towers.
Yeah. Base level for Chinese Jokic. You know what Jokic averages as a rookie? 10, 7, 2.5. That's what Chinese Jokic has to do this year.
I don't know if he'll average 2.5 minutes.
Will he play 10 minutes a game?
That's all I'm asking.
16th overall pick.
Well, it's going to be a fun show today. Maybe in a sad way, but maybe in an actual fun way. I have no idea. We got a lot of audio reaction to Yong Hansen being drafted. We're going to talk with Mike Richmond at 8 a.m. for the Daily Ticker. Get the magic hat to get to. Dirt and Sprague. Here we go on a Thursday post-draft next on The Fan.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here.
Boy, that would have been shocking in many ways.
An old white point guard. It's exactly what we need.
Did you see his
tweets are pretty
AI generated
night.
Photo he clearly got?
He leaned into it. He had a lot of fun with that last night.
How are you the lead
commentator on ESPN and you say with the 11th overall pick, Colin Coward? How does that happen?
The graphic is in front of them.
It
said Cedric Coward.
It's unbelievable how bad.
That show was terrible.
All of their NBA coverage is awful.
It's so. Why is Kendrick Perkins on the desk?
They literally have Bob Myers, who's one of the better GMs we've seen in the NBA over the last 15 years, who's just sitting at home. They don't let him come out. The ABC one is just Stephen A. Smith yelling with like Kevin Nagandy.
No, Myers was on that.
Oh, was he on that one?
He was on that one.
I couldn't watch it because Stephen A. Smith's on it, so I'm not going to that channel. And it's Kendrick Perkins, who clearly doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
No, he doesn't want
analyzing this.
Basketball.
Horrible coverage.
Bobby Marks, but they do a check-in with Bobby Marks instead of putting him on the main desk.
Yeah, Gavoni's there, but pops in every
scouted
like,
all of these yes, cats, every, and he's like, every 30 minutes, Jonathan, your thoughts on this guy?
Ace Bailey's upset. Thanks, Jonathan. Jonathan, back to you.
Did you guys think that he was going to announce that Ace Bailey was demanding a trade?
It kind of felt like it for a moment.
The way he teed it up, it felt like we were going to get some shocking news that Ace Bailey was going to demand a trade out of Utah.
Well, and then after his press conference last night, it felt like that might be on the brink of happening in the press conference. You know, I control what I can control. Well, you sound thrilled to go to Salt Lake City. You can just tell his facial reactions, too, after that draft happened.
I mean, dude.
I told you not to take me, and you took me anyways. Good for Utah, dude.
Well, yeah, but like also risky.
It is risky.
I know Ainge likes that talent, and it may end up working out really well. He could become a 10-year Jazz guy, but boy, that's a ballsy move. A guy does not clearly want to be on your team, and you're like, nope, don't care.
You know what? Double birds. We're taking you anyways, man. You don't have control. You don't have any say in this. You're going to be a top five pick in the NBA. We're taking you where we want to take you.
Blazer fans, you're the best. I put two poll questions up, and one result's already exactly what I thought it would be. Will Young Hansen end up being a better player than DeAndre Ayton? Yes or no, and yes is ahead 77
Look at you.
To 22.
Well done, Blazer fans. Don't ever change, man. Don't ever change.
And the other poll question
we went
is,
from not hearing of the guy, never hearing the guy's name, to now he's better. Look, DeAndre Ayton, we certainly have our beef with DeAndre Ayton. He's a 20-10 kind of guy in the NBA.
I don't think we have a beef with DeAndre Ayton. I think we're just all indifferent. Like, he doesn't want to be here.
Well, he's not going to be here very much longer. I don't know if you've seen the reports. I believe at last check, we have five centers on the roster.
You know, we did have all guards at one point.
So five centers.
Went the opposite way.
Five.
It'd be really cool to see it just one time
just
on the
one
floor,
time.
Wouldn't it?
I mean, just go five bigs. Let's go. Run it out.
If this cat can pass the way they're claiming,
he could be your point guard.
He could be your point guard.
Yeah.
Rob Will has to be, I think, your true five.
He has to be the true five?
Donovan
More
is
than
your
Donovan.
Four.
Okay.
DA is your three.
He can move a little bit. Do op reach, your shooting guard. Hey,
he'll let it fly from three.
He'll
that's
let
for
it
sure.
fly. He's got a happy trigger finger there.
What would the plus minus be in a 4 minute stretch of that 5-man lineup?
-35. His guards running up and down
just
the floor,
running them to death.
Okay, see you later. That's going to be another layup. You'd have to cherry pick defensively. That would be the only chance you would have,
dude. I'll say there were two teams that made me laugh, and we'll get to maybe a couple of them during the Magic Hat, but. We had the most stunning move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like jaw-dropping what?
It was so bad that it almost feels like people are overlooking the fact that New Orleans traded an unprotected first-round pick in next year's draft. I'm going to go ahead and repeat that. New Orleans, next year, traded an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots in the first round last night. Does anybody have expectations on the New Orleans Pelicans? Does anybody think they're going to be good next year?
I had somebody ask me.
With Jordan Poole and Zion? Does anybody think that's going to work out?
Herb Jones,
oh,
Trey Murphy.
Yeah, it's going to be a juggernaut in the Western Conference. They traded an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots. On most draft nights, that's the one we're all pointing at and going, ha-ha! And then it ended up being us.
No, I think people laughed at them. I think people are just utterly speechless with us. Is there a way to differentiate those two things? Phoenix trading two firsts for a center and then drafting a center.
They got two centers now. Hey, we got five, so I'm not making fun of anybody for having two centers when we got five of them on the roster.
Yeah, but we got a first-round draft pick to draft our fifth center.
Yeah, we're going to really utilize that in a great way, I'm sure, down the road.
Look, I wanted Cedric Coward. He was one of the players I would have really enjoyed having. I think he fits kind of what they're I don't know, but like what I thought they were aiming to do.
Well, five centers are in the vision. I don't really know what they're trying to do anymore.
Well, but then I saw the trade and I went, that you can feel however you feel. That's good business.
Yeah, I had no issue with the first trade. A lot of guys are available. Yes. You got a future first round pick. I'm totally fine with it.
It felt like we were going to trade back. I just had that feeling. I kept telling people that's what I thought. They did it. I'm like, okay, it's kind of where I thought. Man, I thought they were going to Jakachonis.
Yeah, he was there.
That's what after Carter Bryant went, I said, okay, yeah. Jakachonis, and they picked up some draft picks and got the guy that.
And they'd have a great press conference, and everybody would say, hey, man, what a great night. What a smart. And then they went way.
And then.
Outside of conventional thinking.
When I.
They went yawn.
they took off.
Going, yawn.
When Cronin told us for, you know, a span of like 8 months, we're going to go so all in, it's going to hurt.
On centers.
That hurt.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that meant not trading for help for Damian Lillard, but in the draft 3 years from now, you taking Chinese Jokic with the 16th overall pick.
Swag guy.
This is it. This has to be it, right? Like, your nuts are on the table. You don't survive this. If this doesn't pan out, you don't keep a job.
Whenever the new ownership comes in.
You're either going to be a genius or you're fired. There are two ways that this ends up, and there's no middle ground.
Well, I'll tell you.
We can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Can we please get a new owner?
If this guy doesn't pan out the way they're thinking he will, because here's the other thing. We got a lot to get to today on this. Eric Gunderson's Substack, so he was at the draft.
Oh, he was there last night?
He was in the Blazer facility.
Oh, facility, okay.
Sorry. He wrote that he had not heard, and he hadn't been in a draft in a minute, so maybe this is what they did with Shea and Scoot, you know. In his experience being at the Blazer facility for the draft, he hadn't heard an eruption inside their offices on a pick like he had heard last night.
Like inside the draft
room? He said in the room. So the media is separated from the offices, right?
Yeah, the media's out. They usually set stuff up on the practice
court. You're just waiting on the practice courts for hours. Yeah. I've done it. It is one of the most boring events to actually cover as a media member.
Time stands still.
And then you get the press conference at the end of the night.
And then they go in the theater at the end.
Then you get a nine-minute press conference. Yeah. It's not, I just think it's such an
overrated
event.
He went nearly 15.
Joe was looking yoked last night, by the way.
Dude, I want to say that. Joe was looking good.
Working on his body.
Joe Cronin, if you catch any of this show, even if we disagree on Young.
I got a feeling we might disagree.
We want your workout plan.
You look like a zaddy out there, buddy. I almost want to just text him unsolicited. Dude,
hey, what kind
you
of shirt
looked
was that?
Yoked last night.
It's a good looking shirt.
You know what? I might send that text. I might not get a response, but I'm going to tell you right now, the one thing I'll do on this show.
Shirt look great.
I will text him and say, shirt look great, you look yoked. That's all I'll text. And he probably won't respond. But he said he had never heard an eruption out of the offices quite like when they drafted
Chinese Jokic.
Yong Hansen.
Hansen.
When you get Chinese Jokic in the first round, you're going to be pretty psyched, dude.
Swag, you're saying it right. Nobody is going to slow down the last
game. I'm not going to do it.
Yong Hansen.
I'm not going to. Once he drops it, once his first 20 and 10 game happens, then I'll figure it out. But until then, he's Yong Hansen to me.
I tend to agree with that.
Or Hansen Young. Either way, whichever way you want to go.
Doesn't matter. Let's buy a t-shirt. It's from his clothing line.
I don't know what his number is in China.
Oh, did they not announce it? Usually that gets announced on draft night, doesn't
Cooper it? Cooper Flags is 32 for his mom.
I saw that. That's kind of a cool
that's
number.
Cool.
Yeah. I like that.
He would have done it at Duke if Leitner's wasn't
retired.
Gotta
be honest, last night, a lot of Cooper Flag. I mean, I get it, number one pick, but I'm like, you know, that's enough interviews.
Yeah.
Move him to the side.
He's a white American player. I felt like he doesn't happen very often.
Didn't he do the interview like during our pick, too?
Wasn't
it like,
yes.
It was like
happening,
and I'm like,
clock.
Hey, we're on the clock.
We were on the clock.
Coop, well, nobody cares.
He was doing the TV interview when Knipple got drafted.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the Knipple brothers, by the way. That was a moment.
We need to talk about the interviews, because I thought they were very awkward and uncomfortable.
That was a moment.
Probably. I'm glad I wasn't watching that.
Yeah,
last
you didn't
night.
Miss anything. It
no.
Felt,
I just saw the picks come in.
I'll say this, and we'll go to Magic Hat. On your firing note, dude, like, you can feel however you feel. He may not produce much next year as a player, and we're all going to have an opinion on that. He's not going anywhere until new ownership's here.
I'm saying a year from now. Yeah.
Like, this could be a 2-year process.
It could. This is it. If he's here 4 years from now and this pick flops,
I think he's
if
I think
there's
he's
any fans left,
I think he's aware. I think he came out from the gate and said unconventional.
Yeah.
We'll get to the audio of his press conference.
A little bit of a reach.
Yeah, he admitted it. The last guy would have drank a water bottle and lied to your face.
He absolutely would have. And then we turned into drafting Yong Hansen with the 16th overall pick.
Still doing his power walks around
like us. Probably, yeah. He's right now just like,
that's right, Joe. You suck at your job. I want to draft in a point guard. Under 6'3".
Let's get to the Magic Hat next on The Fan.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the Magic Hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, there we go. Magic Hat time. Haven't done the Magic Hat in 2 weeks. We were off last Thursday.
Yes, celebrating Juneteenth.
Celebrated it well. We'll get back into the Blazer draft.
We're still absorbing.
We had a listener that tweeted us, this came to mind when that pick dropped, and it's the clip of Trump, who I think 2 days ago on live TV just said they don't know what the F they're doing. And one of our listeners, Ginger Fit Dad, joke's going to be on you when he becomes a dominant center in this league.
I got to love that. Immediately support the pick.
I contemplated opening up phone lines this morning. I'm like, should we be doing that?
I mean, you
I'd
know,
be okay.
If we had another set of hands back there to answer phone calls, I'd be all for it.
All right, what's the Magic Hat giving us?
What's with that voodoo?
Can anybody explain to me what the Pelicans did last night?
No.
Derek Queen, somebody asked me what I thought Derek Queen was going to be, like, top end. What's your best guess? And I said, well, Julius Randle?
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel when I watch
him.
Kind
of a tweener. He's not quite a full center. Yeah. He's a more power forward.
You get a bucket.
You need a center probably alongside him in order to be effective. But of all the markets that he could have gone to for a guy that you kind of went into the draft saying, I'm not quite sure that's going to work out, New Orleans would have been at the bottom of the list.
I just don't know what Joe Dumars is
doing. That guy's got to go to Salt Lake City. He's got to go, like, send him somewhere where you know there's going to be no distractions. Going to New Orleans is dangerous.
He traded an unprotected first-round pick for next year's draft.
Yeah. And New Orleans is going to suck next year. I don't feel confident in saying a lot of things. One thing I feel confident in saying is that Zion will probably play 17 games, and that team's going to blow, and that's going to be that is going to age terribly.
It's insane that he did
that. One of the worst
that.
Moves, yes.
Yeah,
I got nothing else. It was terrible.
All right.
The NBA needs to take over that organization again.
The NBA needs to move the team.
We're at that point. Enough is enough.
That team should
send them
be
to
in
Kansas City.
Kansas, yeah, yes. I'd be okay with that.
There you go. Boom. Problem solved.
Dirt compliment the dump.
Oh.
Ooh.
The dump, huh? I do like going to the dump.
You, from time to time on this program.
Yep.
You really take advantage of every opportunity to crap all over the Seattle Mariners.
I do, yeah. I quite enjoy it.
We didn't carve out any time yesterday.
No, we did not.
I do think Cal Raleigh, my God, Cal Raleigh and what he has done
He's
in this
having a hell of a run, man.
The big dumper has been unbelievable.
He is having one of the best first halves we have ever seen from a catcher. You could argue it's already been the best first half we've ever seen from a catcher.
Yeah, when your name's up there with Johnny Bench and Mike Piazza.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a legitimate chance to win the MVP if the pace continues.
He better be in the home run derby.
He's doing it from both sides of the plate. He's doing it in a harder ballpark to hit than a lot of other guys are hitting, and I love the shot that he took at Aaron Judge. I hate how guys have to almost politic for themselves to win the MVP.
Oh, he had a shot at Aaron Judge.
He did the other day. Somebody asked him about the MVP race, and he was like, yeah, I belong, I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically, yeah, I belong in it. It's a little bit harder to hit in, you know, Safeco than it is in the Bronx when you're playing in a softball field.
Not wrong.
He ain't wrong. Yeah. Not a lot of guys hit well at Safeco. So I got no beef with Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh has got one of the best nicknames in all of sports. He's having one of the best first halves we've ever seen. And part of me at this point is kind of rooting for it to happen.
Yeah.
Him having like 40 bombs at the break, as unlikely as it appears. How many games have we got left now?
I think they have 13 or 14.
13, 14 games. I know they lost last night. He didn't have one. They played a day game today. He's got a few games here. He needs 7 more to tie the record. So that would be a pretty incredible stretch. But even just being in sniffing distance of it would be wild.
So I want to ask
Griffey
you.
Has the Mariner record, I believe, with 35. I think we went over that the other day.
35 or 36.
I think it was 35 or 36. Him setting the Mariner record would be wild, too.
Schultze on our show last year basically said he thought Cal Raleigh was the best catcher in baseball. And we kind of laughed at his face on the air and said, Adley? And then, you know, he ended up getting a little bit of grief and he walked it back a little bit.
How about that pushback from us? That aged terribly.
Absolutely.
Is Adley going back to double A?
I want to ask
him. Well, he's injured. He got put on the injured list.
He's having a horrible season.
Yes, we know.
I want to ask you guys, how shocked you think that franchise is up north? Because when this whole kind of new version of them started, 2 years ago, everything was Julio. Julio, 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 Griffey, Julio.
Get your Julios.
Cal Raleigh's their best player.
Yes.
And I wonder internally if they're stunned.
The only thing you worry about with a catcher is does catching, and he catches almost every day.
He can DH.
He can.
If something happens,
we'll
he can
see
DH.
If they start using him more in that role just to keep his energy up as the season goes on.
That's a tough part with him, too, is he's a good defensive catcher. So it's not like he's a minus
behind
the plate.
Catching,
they want him
there
because it's a plus and it helps the team. He's a very good defensive catcher.
I mean, can he do 140 games catching and keep that level of productivity?
He won a gold glove last year? I know he's good. I didn't know. I can't remember who won the Gold Gloves.
Let me see who the.
They always have those announcements at the worst possible time.
Yeah, it happens in the middle of the offseason when you're not paying any attention to baseball, and then you totally forget. Unless it's a guy on your team that wins it.
Right.
Let me see if he won the Gold Glove. He did win the Gold Glove. He was the Gold Glove of catcher in 2024.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. He was 12th in MVP voting. He is three home runs away, from a career high.
And
his career high last
half.
Year. The last 2 years, he's gone over 30. 34 last year, 30 the year wow. before that. He's already at 32 home runs.
He's a great story, man.
The other part of it, I think, that makes it even more impressive. The criticism of him before was he was a great defensive catcher. He could hit some long balls. You knew that. He had power from both sides of the plate. His average was horrendous. Like 2 years ago, he had 230. Last year, I think he had 220. First full year in the bigs, I think he had 211. This year, it's far more. I mean, he's flirting with 280 right now, I believe, as a hitter. And that's a massive, massive improvement for him.
So there's some flowers for Cal Raleigh as he looks to at least tie the Mariner first half home run record, but still got his, you know, his sights set on Barry Bonds. I don't know if he'll get there. That's a lot of home runs, but he was on fire for a while there.
He hits them in bunches, so if he gets one more, you're like, who knows where he'll end up.
We've got more magic in the old hat. We'll get to the Blazers at the top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more magic hat next on The Fan.
Johnson. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
All right, let's get back into the old magic hat. Devising another poll question. If the Blazers ran a lineup of Young, Klingon, Ayton, Rob Will, and Dwap for 3 minutes, would it be a plus or a minus run?
I'm going to lean minus there, Bob. I'm going to lean minus. Although scoring in the paint would be incredibly challenging against them.
Okay. Out of the magic hat. 12 right. more? 12 more.
Yeah, I don't understand what the NHL is doing wanting 84 games. That sounds like the dumbest idea. Can you guys walk me through that?
The NHL makes more, a larger percentage of their revenue comes from the gate than.
Yeah, the gates are debatably the most expensive.
Yes.
I think they'll take it out of pregame. They did this back in the early 90s for three seasons.
They had 84 games in the 90s?
Like 92 to 94, somewhere back in
that's
there.
That's why I don't remember it.
I think. They're just deciding. They go through their training camps. They develop everything, but let's not do 5 or 6 preseason games. We only need 3, so let's have 2 more. And
yeah, because I'd imagine if you had 2 regular season games, one of them's going to be at home, one of them's going to be on the road. So you're looking at adding, what's the average gate for one home game for a team? It's not that big of a deal. You will be making a little bit more money, but I think both the NBA and the NHL deal with the problem that the regular seasons are far too long.
Baseball, hockey, and basketball.
Baseball in there, too. I think the NBA is going through that right now with all the guys that got injured and looking at, like, why does the postseason take 4 months to get through? This is way too overextended. If anything, I went less. I saw this. It wasn't that big of a deal to me because it's 2 regular season games. You're going from 82 to 84. So it's not that big of a deal, but I don't see really the need for it.
Yeah.
And I'm not clamoring for another. I need 2 more regular season games in the NHL. Well, usually by the time you get to the last 2-3 weeks in the season, you kind of know what the playoff picture looks like. And there's some seating on the line, but I'm not glued into it night in and night out.
Weird the hat wrote 12 there when it meant to write 2. I don't know what's going on with the hat today.
Do you think they played 72 regular? They should play 72 regular season games.
No, that was just a mistype. I'm doing poll questions this morning.
It's okay. It's
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's not that big of a move. It's one more home game.
That's what I didn't understand. I'm just like, what's the point then? Can't be that make or break for your life.
I don't know if there's some TV stuff that they need to give more inventory. I have no idea. Have no idea.
What's the next magic hat?
DG 1234.
Yes. We got an NFL story in the first hour. I didn't think we'd get it.
An NFL first hour story.
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
What will Dylan Gabriel be week 1 on the quarterback depth chart? I tend to think they're not going to have 4, but there are 4 right now.
Yeah, you got
to
cut Kenny Pickett probably, I'd imagine.
I mean,
there is tiny hands.
There's like a late round pick that's getting multiple speeding tickets and
who what no
seems to be a lot about himself.
That didn't happen. The owner's not coming in and mandating you draft that guy for you to cut him in training camp. There's
no I
chance.
Tend to agree with that.
You're
going to
make money, you know, selling that jersey, the attention on the franchise. That's exactly what Cleveland's looking for.
Where will Gabriel be?
I would guess second string probably.
So Flacco one.
I think Flacco will be the starter right out of the gate.
Yeah, Pickett should be gone unless something weird happens.
There's a reason we're starting Joe Flacco. Outside of just like he's played a long time.
Took a team to the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
It was like 2 years ago. He was in the playoffs 2 years ago.
I watched him on the, what was he, Colts last year, right?
I believe so. Yeah, sounds right.
He had some really bad moments on
I mean,
that
he
Colts
sucked
team.
That year, too. The year that they went to the playoffs, he sucked, too.
His defense largely did a lot of the
yes,
heavy lifting.
They had a good defense.
His numbers ended up being as impressive as people acted like they were.
And then they got absolutely smoked in the playoff
on
game.
The road, yeah.
That year in Cleveland.
Brutal.
He started 5 games. He had 13 touchdowns and 8 picks.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't. Like, people acted like it was just unreal.
In 5 games.
So if I'm Cleveland and I took Gabriel at 3 or the 3rd round, like.
I think you're just trying to take pressure off the rookies at that point.
I don't view Shador or Dylan Gabriel as guys that should probably start right away.
Okay.
Like, I just, you know, yeah, although with Gabriel, he's played a lot of football. I don't know if you know
he's
this.
He's played a lot of football.
He's 37 years old.
Let's just not put more pressure than there already
I really
is
want
on
to
him.
See it, man. I can't wait for the preseason to see him.
Yeah.
All the rookie quarterbacks, to be honest with you.
But I just want to see what he looks like on that field.
I'm going to go out on a limb, tell you.
Tiny. I know, but I want to see it.
Tiny guy.
I still want to see it.
I've been close to Dylan Gabriel. I'm like, how'd you do it, bro?
I was going to go to Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, dude, I would have dominated the dojo if you taught me your magic sauce.
The pick that made you say, damn!
Yeah, what was the pick in the draft?
Hanson Yang.
Okay, Hanson not Yang. Your team.
Hanson Yang.
Not your team.
Chinese Jokic, 16th
Yegor.
Overall.
Yegor, huh?
Yegor.
How about the Nets? Couldn't have been more wrong on the Nets yesterday. I said, watch the Nets. They got 5. No team's ever used 5. They used all 5.
They did use all 5 picks.
And they have a real clear... We're going international. Those guys play the best basketball, so we're just going to go into that route. Yegor's a good one, but I kind of understand it. It was Carter Bryant falling to the Spurs, and I went, of course.
Yeah.
Because I already think the world of Dylan Harper. Obviously, they've got Wemby.
And they're going to know how to develop him. They're going to know how to utilize him. They're going to know how to put him in situations early where he can be successful. There's not too much pressure on him. And then they'll grow the other elements of his game as the season goes on. And by the end of the season, he'll probably be in a position where he can play 20 to 25 minutes with the second unit. And
they didn't have to give up anything because they didn't get KD.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
That's a team that's kind of similar to what we just saw in the playoffs. Just like long, lengthy, athletic guys everywhere.
Yeah, I would say, that's probably the number one answer outside of what we did at 16.
Miami got Yakachonis. He was supposed to be a top 10 pick.
Those were the guys. I would say some of the guys, like Asa Newell falling all the way to 23, that was a little surprising to me. Yakachonis falling all the way to 20 when everybody had him mocked in the 11 to 14 range and maybe a little bit higher.
Newell can't shoot.
That was surprising.
That was my one thing of like, why is he so high for people?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I watched him a couple times.
Body.
I wasn't that impressed, but maybe he'll be really good.
That's the hard part with the offense. Game, right? Like, even if you're talking about drafting Carter Bryant wasn't a great offensive force last year. Wasn't a terrible shooter, but wasn't like he's got a deep bag on the offensive end.
Let me ask you one quick question, and then you can give me one final magic hat. What is the number in the draft where you're okay saying, like, swing away? Is it 16? Like, is there a way the Blazers covered themselves by saying, you know, at this point, it's all a swing?
Well, the tough part with that is that they will look back on this because they had the 11th overall pick. And every time I go into a draft as a fan, I think to myself, please don't let this become one of those drafts. Remember when we had the 3rd overall pick and we traded back because we didn't need a point guard because we had Sebastian Telfair and we passed on taking Darren Williams and Chris Paul and instead took Martell Webster?
Yeah.
And that's something you remember for the rest of your life as a fan of like, oh, yeah. That ended up aging great. Or remember when we had the 7th overall pick and we took Shaedon Sharpe instead of Jalen Williams, who just won a title and had a 40-burger in the NBA Finals? Or remember when we had the 3rd overall pick and we took Scoot Henderson instead of Amen Thompson, who the Houston Rockets are now building around? I just hope it doesn't turn into one of those drafts. And so when you have the 11th overall pick, I don't think I view it as a normal swing-away situation. You had to pick 5 spots higher. You traded down in the draft, which is I was okay with. I just didn't think you were going to take Chinese Jokic 16th overall.
656. I regret that question.
You know what you were doing
What's
there.
The final one?
Ballsiest ever.
That's where we'll start the second hour. That's actually great that the Magic Hat lined up that way. Is that the ballsiest pick in Trailblazers draft history? Yong Hansen is the pick from the Blazers yesterday in the draft. Who? That was the takeaway from a lot of pundits. Hour two, we start there. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.